Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop, joining you to review Philippe Lanzon's 466-page tour de force, Disturbance. Lanzon, who survived the 2015 terrorist attack on satiric magazine Charlie Hebdo, necessarily details horrors political and personal, but readily and steadily surprises with his digressions, tangents, and disquisitions on Shakespeare and Proust, French politics, art, trauma, and the grisly, miraculous intricacies of facial reconstruction. His memoir written in a journalist's plain-spoken language, but with a philosopher's nuance. Though the attack is mentioned in Disturbance's first sentence, Lanzon immediately swerves into a long recreation of the night before the attack, in which he attended a staging of Twelfth Night. From the start, one realizes that his memoir will not take the expected routes to its destinations. Later in the first page, he writes, "Criticism has allowed me to comprehend, or try to comprehend, what I saw, and to give it an ephemeral form by writing about it. It's the result of an experience that is at once superficial. I don't have the credentials necessary to arrive at a sound judgment of the works concerned, and internal. I can't read or see anything without filtering it through a set of images and associations of ideas that nothing outside me justifies. The day I understood that, I think I felt freer." Notice the qualifiers and the asides here, the ways Lanzon complicates and revises his assertions, his evident authority softened by an abiding humility. One picks up a memoir like Disturbance, hoping, perhaps sadistically, to be vivified by the violent intensity of the writer's experience, and perhaps selfishly to be reassured that one can survive even the most calamitous violations. But Lanzon isn't interested in such low-hanging fruits. Instead, he tells the long, grueling story of the hundreds of procedures and dozens of surgeries required to rebuild a shattered jaw, wasting little ink to study or excoriate the attackers, instead bending his peerless curiosity to his usual cultural concerns and to this new milieu of the hospital and its doings and meanings. Because the book is so comprehensive, its details so granular, the reader begins to feel like one of Lanzon's family members around his hospital bed, cheering his recovery, fearing his setbacks. Finally, with a new jaw built from pieces of his own leg, Lanzon is released from the hospital, though not from his history. "In the autumn, I went home. It was no longer entirely my home, nor was it entirely someone else's home. I felt as good there as possible, in an intimate and renewed universe, my haunches between two stools and my consciousness I don't know where." Supremely attentive and rigorously thoughtful, Philippe Lanzon's Disturbance is the Mont Blanc of memoirs, perilous to climb, but graced with rugged beauty. This is Dr. Todd Robinson with Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.